My vibe isn't very NPR.
Do you like having people hand you words to say?
It is. It's sometimes if the words are good.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to, because sometimes you don't want to do stuff that's horrible. So I'll get something that's horrible. Oh, man, this is bad. I'm not doing this. But yeah, when something is good, and also especially if the person whose project it is, if they encourage improvising, they say, this is just a blueprint, but you all just have fun with it. So it is fun just to have that where people just kind of book me because of my vibe and like my energy, and so then I could do other stuff on set, which is so that's been fortunate with Broad City and the movie Neighbors coming up. It was a lot of improv on set with that.
Oh, that's nice. They're just like, here's a skeleton. You
yeah,
go.
Even they on Broad City and Neighbors. The girls sometimes would feed lines in a scene, like, why don't you try like this? Or the director would say something different. And on the movie, other people would be feeding lines. Just say this instead. So it was like almost like being a kid. I remember when I was a kid, my sister would just tell me to curse. Like, say m-. So it's almost like that with people feeding you jokes. And then they get to pick whatever works. So
they're like, yay.
I'm a puppet, is what I'm saying, I guess. I'm an Illuminati puppet.
So you became a writer on SNL,
yeah.
And then a writer on 30 Rock, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. And so watching it, you had this reoccurring sort of gag role as a homeless guy that would wander in and interrupt scenes.
Yeah.
And as a sort of naive person that watched it, I would always think that in the writer's room, that was like a gag that the writers decided to do to you. But
no,
what is the genesis?
The genesis, I said, listen, I have experience with this. No, the real thing is that when we do table reads, if it was a role for just somebody for that episode that hadn't been casted yet, then the writers would read it in the room. And so I would sometimes, or even if an actor wasn't able to be at the table, so I've read for Tracy before in the table read, or somebody else has read for Alec. We hadn't cast a homeless guy yet, so they said, Hannah, will you read homeless guy? And so I just did the line in the room, like, get a room, whatever that is. And and so I did that in the table read, and then when we got back to the writer's room, they were saying, who should we have? And they just said, why don't we have Hannibal do it? And I did it, and then they just kept writing it in. They just kept writing the homeless dude in. So I did about, I think, 6 episodes total playing the homeless dude, which was fun, yeah.